One night he dreamed, but where was sleep? The vision without sleep is familiar to the Sufi. A heavenly voice said to him,
No. That first one is enough. Translate it, please, for me. Where is that? One night he dreamt. Then what? But where was the sleep? You see, this is the beginning of this story, right? One night he dreamt. There is no dream here. I want to talk about something else. I don't know how to talk about it. So, okay, he dreamed, but there is no dream. The guy is awake. The guy is what? There is a magic happening here. Without the sleeping, this dream will happen because this Sufi is honest. Are you listening? He is building up an environment that, okay, I want to say somebody somehow got a point. How should I say? Okay, he is dreaming. But I'm not talking about the dreaming. This is something that will happen to you when you're awake. This is that special connection. Do you remember me, Shams? That connection, that's what I'm talking about. Yes.
A heavenly voice said to him, O you who have seen trouble, search among the leaves of handwriting sold by stationers for a certain scroll. Unobserved by the stationer, who is your neighbor, bring your hand into touch with his papers.
Okay, this is the first trick. You read the story. You know what will happen. That's my point. You have to read it before to know. Okay, he wants to do a magic. So this guy is dreaming, in a way. In that dream, somebody will tell him to do what? The easiest thing was to say, there, go and buy that, or do that, right? He is telling him to be a thief. To go over there. This fellow, who is your neighbor, and he is selling these papers, different production of the paper, right? He said, go there and take this one, put it in your pocket, don't show it to anyone, go and read it quietly with, why all of this? Because it's a complicated stuff. It's not that easy to say, do this, it will happen. No. But do this, something will happen. That is the point. Because for this logic, I do this, this will happen. But be careful. I do this, and a lot of different things happen. We never think about those other stuff, do we? From yesterday up to now, which one of you thought about the earthquake? No one. But it will happen. It's the same thing in me. I will change drastically for listening to a music. That's how it is. So, he will give him the address that, go there and there is a piece of paper, blah, 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 blah. Steal it in a way, yes.
It is a scroll of such a shape and such a color. Then read it in privacy, O sorrowful one. When you steal it from the stationer, my lad, then go out of the crowd and the noise and turmoil.
What was this? Okay, he explained that there is this kind of paper, go and steal it and get away, right? He will repeat it that when you theft it, you stole it to bring that sin, because that's the way it works. You want to steal something from someone else. You don't want to work. Do you remember? You are the guy who doesn't want to work and said, I'm lazy, you created me lazy, so give it to me. He would say, okay, I give it to you. Go and run. Because something has started. This is just the beginning of the story. Yes.
And read it by yourself in some lonely place. Beware, do not seek any partnership in reading it. But even if it be divulged, do not be anxious, for none but you will get half a barley corn thereof.
Are you here? No, don't turn the page. Wait a minute. Are you listening? He will say that, okay, be careful. Don't show it to everyone or anyone. Go in a private place. And if not, so what? Aha. This is the trick. He will say, do this, do this, do this. And if that didn't happen, don't worry. Because you have to do what I say. You are not making that happen. I am making it happen. I am no one. Right at the beginning he said, it was a hatif. Hatif means someone. What did he translate it?
Heavenly voice.
The heavenly
voice.
Heavenly voice. No hatif. Hatif is a, a magical guy. Someone who knows everything and he pretends that he is normal like us. That's Hatif. So the guy will tell him, go and steal this stuff and be quiet about it. Although, if you are not quiet about it, so what? Yes.
And if it be long drawn out, beware and take heed. Make, do not ye despair, your litany at every moment. The announcer of the good news said this and put his hand on his heart, saying, go, endure the toil.
Uh-huh. Are you listening? What happened? That guy, the Hatif, who is not a person really, like a spirit, something like that. He told him all of this, then he touches his heart and we say, now go. He will transform him, he will touch him without he understanding it. He is paying attention to the story and what should he do to gain that treasure. Yes.
When the youth came back to himself after the absence, on account of his joy, he could not be contained in the world.
Means what? When he came to himself from the absence, we're saying he was dreaming. Then we said he's not dreaming. The guy touched him and went away. So suddenly He will come back from where? He will come back and he is happy. Why? If you don't pay attention, he touched his heart. That is it. We said someone which is like an angel, a good fellow, touched his heart. So he became a happy person. Yes?
Had it not been for the tender care and protection and favor of God, his gallbladder would have burst from agitation.
Means I explained it and I said that he was happy. And don't ever think that you got it. I didn't say it really, I'm just pointing towards somewhere. This is an ocean of the meaning I'm pointing at. Yes?
One joy was this, that after 600 veils, his ear had heard the answer from the presence.
The first source of the happiness is that he was praying and praying and praying. Now he got the answer. Somebody who is asking for something, when he gets the answer, he will be happy. This is normal. Yes.
When his auditory sense had pierced through the veils, he raised his head aloft and passed beyond the skies, that maybe by taking the lesson to heart, his sense of sight would also find a passage through the veil of the unseen. And that when his senses had passed through the veil, his vision and allocution would then be continuous.
This is the trick. You were waiting for what? I said this stuff happened, so the guy became happy. You just look at it just like this? No! The guy has been changed. Happiness, when you open this door and you see that, you are always happy. He transformed to someone who is spoken with, because this, the other side talking to me, that's the perfect situation. Yes?
He came to the stationer's shop and was laying his hand here and there on his models for writing. Suddenly, that piece of script with the distinctive marks which the heavenly voice had mentioned caught his eye. He slipped it under his arm and said, "Goodbye, Hodja. I will come back presently, your master." He went into a solitary nook and read it and remained lost in bewilderment and amazement.
What else did you expect for him to go and read the paper and say, bleh? No, he is really given this. So, wow, this is his reaction. Yes?
How a priceless treasure scroll of this sort had fallen and been left among the papers.
See, what is it thinking about? How come nobody has seen this? This is so obvious, so clear, and how come that it is hidden from the public? Yes?
Again the thought darted into his mind that God is the guardian for everything.
This is it. He's thinking about this side of it, then he will remember, no, it's not like that. The opposite side is what? Now he's connecting and is given this. So, is he a believer moment or not? Does he have any doubt or anything? course not.